holding on Rashi on Ayin Beis and Beis, the top Rashi. Hasabar, Hashem Chorfei Karali Hachi, because he was so sharp, he was known as the Hasabar, the one who would explain things. So then the Gemara, she quotes this Braisa, which says, if the Mechitzin would reach the Tikra, then everybody holds it has to be separate. Where's the issue? If the Mechitzin don't reach the Tikra. L'hachlis number of Nachum, Mechloikis ben Mesipis, according to the version that says that the whole machlokas is only when it says a very low separation. However, machitzas, if there are machitzas, which are, now the Bach has the word asura, if the machitzas tend to walk from high already moider basil, according to that version, the first version of Rav Nachman, basil is moider, when the machitzas are 10 tvachim, basil is moider, so tiyufta, to have a hedjik tani, the machitzas shoru. Here it says explicitly, even though the mechitzas, Basil says it's only one. Elolish Shabbat, the Kamer of Masipas, Nami, Asir Beshamai. The Beshamai argues also by the case of Masipas. Milema Tatihaba Ha Tiyufte. Would this then be a Tiyufte on Rav Nachman? It's only by mechitzas with the plea, you have a Masipas Moidu. It would seem to be that the only argument of mechitzas and not Masipas. The Gemara says, no, it's no raya. We could, it would not be a tube on him because he could say that they're arguing with Mesipas also. We discuss Mechitzas to tell you the Chiddush of Bishil. Okay. You're holding the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. About 15 lines down. 14 lines down. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Halacha Kribi Yehuda Hasabar. So we quote that the halacha is like Rabbi Huda Hasabar, that the machloik, when mechitzas and regila tikra, everybody agrees that they're separate. The machloik is when the mechitzas are not regila tikra. Omer Nachman Yitzchok Masisa Nami Deka. The chara that is the diikra mishnah to support that diktani. It says at the end of the mishnah, we haven't really discussed this case in the Gemara yet. Umboidim is a man shem iksas and shrigan b'chadorim u'baliyus. Sitzichon erev l'chol chabur b'chaburim. So, if they're in separate rooms, so that each group has to contribute separately into the erev. So, my chadorim u'baliyus, what's the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Ilim chadorim chadorim mamish means actual permanent. That's separate rooms. Valius is Elias Mamash, it's a actual second floor. Pshita, obviously they're in different they're separate. Elalav, when it says in the Mishnah Chadorim and Elias, it means Ke'en Chadorim or Ke'en Elias, something which is like Chadorim, wasn't the full fledged room. Or Aliyah, what is that? Umay Niyu. So what would that be referring to? Mechitzis Amagiyas the Tikra. Shema Mino. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, you see from the Mishnah really, that once it's, even though it's still temporary, but once there, it's a very clear distinction, it reaches all the way to the ceiling, so then they're, that's enough. The Yimisila says they're separate. Okay.
Where did
you start in the Rashi? Top Rashi. Halacha Rashi.
But, I mean, how do you have the other opinions, right? Like the arguing with Mesipas, whatever. I mean, you know that it's only when it's, you know, Chadarim, where you want to say Ke'en Chadarim. But
is that what Tosis said before? In other words, that version is going to have to learn the Tachar Arba Mechitzas Haroi Shemavzik and Adatik like Urias, and that's referring to something which is more significant. That Tosha says that Pshat will have to learn. Okay, Rashi Halacha Shabihuda the Mechitzas Hamagias the Tikra Moedu. That in the case they reach the ceiling. Yom Yisrael agrees that they're separate. Chador Mamish Shlo Hoyo Mechuborim Me'alam, that they're Mamish separate rooms. I mean, you built the building with separate rooms. So that's Pshita. Okay. Tosfos points out over here that we have Reb Nachman quoting the halacha is like Reb Yehuda Sabar, so that we're going to have to accept that the more is. So the first lashon of Reb Nachman cannot fit with this. So it would have to be like the second lashon of Reb Nachman with the more is teretz before, that they're arguing both with Mechitza and Masipis, and they discuss Mechitza, or Diach HaKoichon, the Beis Hillel. Okay, the more now is going to bring a braisa, which has.
Can we discuss what? Mechitza?
The Brisa says discussing mechitzas. Yeah. The Brisa comes along and explains the machlokas of Bisham Beis Hillel in a totally different vein. In other words, the issue over here isn't the mechitzas issue. The issue over here is in halachas, when we say that you can look at them as a unit, and therefore one person would represent them. Or not, that's where the issue is. It's not an issue of Hilchos Mechitzas. Tana, the Braisa comes along and says in the Gemara, B'med the worm amurim, kishamalichan is eruvan l'mokam acher. This whole machlokes in Beis Hillel is besides these five people, there's other people which are all have access from the traklin into the chatzur. There are also other people in the chatzur. And the Erev is being held in one of the other homes in the Chatzar. Alam Hoya Eruvan Bo Etzlon, Divrei Kol Erev Echad L'Kulam. But if the Erev is being placed in the Traklin, and that's where it's being held, so then they function as one unit. In other words, even Beis Shammai agrees that Betzim, there's a good argument to say that they're one unit. But when to say that therefore that one of them can be the representative of the other ones, they only have to contribute one time to the Erev, when they're actually contributing, Beis Shammai said that's not true. But the case where the Erev is by Etzlon, we learned before that the house where you put the Erev does not need to contribute because that's their Mokum Pas, so they don't need to contribute. So they're all part of this house, so they don't need to contribute. Even Beis Shammai would agree to that, that they're not, it's five distinct areas, and therefore each one would have to contribute separately. So that's a totally different machlokes. Okay, than the way we've been learning until now. Okay, Mor says, okay, according to this version of the Braisa, Kaman Oslo, we're going to bring a second version of the Braisa. Now, according to this, Kaman Oslo, Hodotanya, who would be the Tana then of the following Braisa? According to this version of the Machlokes, we could understand the Braisa, which says like this: Chamisha Shagavu is a Ruvan. Five people have contributed, and they're living in a Chatzar, and they were Ma'ariv, and they gathered together, all contributed to the Erev. Now, Kishamalichan is a Ruvan, the Mokamacher, they're then going to put the Erev, let's say, in the next Chatzar, and join with the next Chatzar. Loch is Erev Echad L'Kula. One person can go and be the representative and contribute to the Erev in the next Chatzar for them. Once the five of them have become one unit, so one person can represent them, even if he takes his own pass and puts it into the next Chatzar, that's sufficient. Whereas his command, Kibisil, that'll go like Bisil.
Not the
Right, that's all. Because once they're married together, they're one unit.
Right. So he can take different bread of his own?
He has a bread of his own and put it over there. He's representing them.
And not from the previous era.
Correct. So that's basically that we look at the five over here as one unit. And therefore, when the five of them are one unit, when they need to contribute to the Erev, one person can contribute to the Erev for all five of them. Now, over here, they didn't contribute. In the case of the Mishnah was, where we're learning because of their temporarily, we look at them as one, they didn't even make an Erev, like Rashi points out in Mishnah. So they're five without doing anything. So now one will take his own bread and put it into the Erev for them. And that's what the Mishnah will say you can do. Okay, Ikud Amri. There's a second version of the Braisa, of this Braisa. When is their Machlokes? When the Erev comes to them. So there, Beis Hillel says, they're what? Beis Hillel says, not even so, they're separate. Even Beis Hillel agrees in that situation, if they take the Erev somewhere else into the Chatzar, in the Chatzar, that each one would have to contribute separately. So Mar says, okay, so then according to this version of the Braisa, and even Beis Hillel agrees when it's going somewhere else that they have to contribute independently. So command also Hodatanya, Kamisha Shagobo, say Ruvan. So who's going to be the town of that price? Come on, the look at that price will be neither like Beis Hillel nor Beis Shammai. Okay, let's hear Rashi. The Asher Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says that we require each one to give separately. The Erev is in place in one of the other houses in the Chatzar. Everybody else is bringing their bread to the Traklin, and that's where they're making the Erev. So they recall Erev Echad L'Kulin. So Grashi V'haitano Midikom Maflik Bein Mokam Acher L'Bo Etzlon. From the fact that he's saying there's a difference between if it's the air is placed somewhere else, or the air was placed here. Sirle Tamad Bishamay Ubisil Allah Bimchitzis Pliki. So he's learning that the issue over here is not a machlok, is about whether the machitzas are making distinct or not. Bishamay also agrees that the Traklin really makes them into one. They do not need to make an Erev amongst themselves. And they automatically, because of this, it's a temporary type of a situation, they have equivalent status as if five people contributed to an Erev, people live in permanent homes, contributed to the Erev, they'll have the same status. The case where five would all contribute together and make an Erev in their Chatzar, and now they want to be Ma'arev im Chatzar Acheres with a different Chatzar. If the Erev is placed in the other Chatzar, you can't have one person represent the other, all of them. They could all give, they all have to give bread. Now, I mean, one person could carry it there. So that's the thing. The point of Sheikh doesn't mean one person would represent them and give his own bread. But rather, each one has to contribute to that Erev, which is in the other Chatzar. That's what Bishami holds. However, Bishami says if the Erev would come from the other Chatzar to here, so then, kul and shav and shav. So then, that's it. They, you know, in this chatzah, they're all one. They've all been contributed together. They're all one. And that's it. That's all you need.
So, for this shaman, all the people in this trachan contribute to an area and establish that
they were here. No, okay. Well, they don't have to contribute even. By the case of trachlin, they don't have to contribute because it's temporary. It gets a status as if they were Ma'arv, even without being Ma'arv. The Chatzah, which is permanent, and each one contributed, is equivalent of the case of the Traklin without contributing. That it's one unit.
What I was understanding, perhaps mistakenly, is that they contributed together to establish an Eruv in this Chatzah. And then to join with another Chatzah, each one contributes again.
Correct. That's the case of the Chatzar.
So now they have Makom Pas in two places. Both by them and in the other Erev or wherever.
Right. So, in other words, they can, as long as it happens before Shabbos, they can redefine where they want to place themselves. In other words, we've all come together as one unit, so we're one unit. Good. Now we want to go and put the Eruv, put it there. So even if I have to leave bread here, that the fact that I, in other words, it's not any worse than if I happen to have given you bread yesterday, my bread is sitting in your house. You know, they don't lose because of that. We decide when to put another chutzah. That's fine. We don't have to contribute. We could use the same bread. We could use this area and do the same thing. It doesn't have to be new.
Oh, we could use the same bread.
Right.
Okay, so that is then it's like two separate.
Okay. Right. So, Dr. Rashi, the Traklin Nami came in the Rishus Achasi, the Traklin, which by its nature is one Rishus, so Lahani Damu, it's like that case. So that's how this Tanit learns Veshamai, that the issue is not Mechitzas. Mechitzas do not make them distinct, and it's not the issue. It's like Rashi, because the either Veshamai, Rishus Chalukah, and if you're going to argue that according to Veshamai, the Pshat, like we were assuming before, that the issue is that they're distinct. When they weren't ma'ariv, ki erev bo'etzon ma'yavi. So why would bring the erev to them? What's it help? But they're distinct. It's not one house. It's five houses. You know, the way we've been learning Beishamai until now. So bringing the erev there, why should Beishamai be moida? So that's off the table. Mechitzas are not an issue. They're one. The issue is no. The issue is representation and placing an erev somewhere else. So Mar says, okay, so then if the case of the Brisa Shagir Gavus Irvon, Shadarim Bachatzer, Irvois Chatzer, and the five are living in one Chatzer, they're all Marav together, then they want to make an Erev in the next Chatzer, so one can represent the five. That's like Beis Hillel. Mika Damri. So now, according to this Ika Damri, it means everybody agrees if the Erev goes somewhere else, Beis Hillel also agrees you need that somewhere else in the Chatzer, that each one has to contribute separately. They're arguing when the Erev comes to them. So Basilo says, then it's one. Basilo says, even then, you're going to have to be separate. So what's the Machlokes according to that?
He says, even then, you're going to
be Shama. So according to this version, this is the Machlokes. So Bishama says, even though it's one Rishus, because according to this version, they're not arguing in Mechitzas. Bishama agrees that in regard, the Mechitzas issue is irrelevant. They're all, it's all one big unit. It's a case where five were Maharav and the Erev is brought to them. So even in that case, each one has to contribute separately according to Bisham. Okay.
How are you understanding then the it's not clear in my mind the second part of the Mishnah, Modu Bishalel.
This only works when they're in, they made no Erev over here. Because they made no Erev, so why are we considering it equivalent being an Erev, one Erev Echel Lekulam? They didn't make an Erev. You know, the five people living in the Chatzar, they can't just say hocus pocus. It's because since it was a temporary type of a dwelling, so therefore they get a status of one without doing anything. But if there's Chador Malias, so then they can't get a status of one. Then they're like houses in the Chatzar. They can all be Ma'arif together and get a status like one, but they got to do that.
Okay, but doesn't that bring you back to, you know, Mechitza's issue?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. At some point in time, we everybody agrees if you're in separate houses, you're in separate houses. Right, so we're not arguing that if you have a motel which each one has their own room, that they're separate, even though it's one big building. That's not our argument. The argument was that they were living in one big hall with some temporary type of separation. But the argument wasn't whether those have a din of mechitzas. Everybody agrees that they don't have a din of mechitzas. They're arguing what are the halachas that have a din of iruv. But they agree at some point in time. Yeah, you're right. Everybody agrees at some point in time that this is, our discussion is irrelevant because they're distinct. They're separate. They're in actual different buildings. So the Mishnah. So the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to give you another type of a scenario of we have one unit which sometimes functions as one or not as one. So what was the case? So the father has a home in the chatzar. The sons have homes in the chatzar, and there are other people in the chatzar also. But the sons took their meals from the father's home, but they lived. They had their own home where they lived, but the meals were taken with the father. So the Mishnah tzrichin iruv l'chol echad v'echad. Even so, they still need to each one has to contribute to the eruv separately because they have separate homes. Now the Mishnah is going to bring a discussion which we've been meramis to before, but I don't think we actually discussed it before. Do we define a person's malkum based on by his malkum lina or by his malkum pass? We always assume the Tanakh is the malkum pass, so the this Mishnah seems to say that's not true. They're defined by malkum lina. Since they have separate homes where they sleep, even though they all eat together in one house, so we don't look at them as one big unit. Well, these are all together. I mean, they always have their meals, take all their meals together, so they're one. No, we said, listen, they sleep in separate houses. So that's the more is going to say, that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The more is going to say, the right from our Mishnah, that it depends on Malkum Lina. The more is going to give an answer.
I mean, so in the cases today, presumably the bread that's being contributed is actually owned by each individual or by each family.
The bread that's been contributed
is owned separately by each part.
Correct.
Whereas here, the food is presumably owned by the father, and
they have the possibility that they can be kind and then give it.
They could.
Well, that's certain area of the whole effort. Each one has to contribute. We could, right? But it's not. Each one has to contribute their share of a contribution.
So that's in the background. Just
yeah, it's like any time I can be mazaka the whole area for the whole city.
So let's assume that that's occurred.
That they have something to give, right? Right.
They contribute back, or so okay then without them having to contribute back.
Right.
Why?
The fikachim shachar el mehem lo irav mevatlos erishus. So one that wasn't ma'ariv, we would require bitzel. Okay. Emesai b'sman shemalichin eruvin b'makom acher. This is all true when they were taking the erev and putting the erev in a different home in the chatzur. Avahoya erev ba'etzlon. But if the erev was brought to the father's home, where they all eat or get their food from. So since in that home really they're really functioning as one, and the home where the Arab is placed does not need to contribute, so there's no need for them to contribute. Or Shain Imahen Diurim Bechatzer, if there's nobody else who lives in the Chatzer besides the father and his three sons. So Ein Shikhan Arab, then there in that case there's no need to be Ma'ar. So it parallels the case of the way the Braisa learns about Hashem Esilol. This is a fairly parallel Mishnah. The current other version of the argument of Makita is really like a separate, you know, and then it's more like Mishnah presenting two different types of scenarios where we can have an issue of one versus two. According to the version of the Braisa, it's all along the same vein, even. See, Rashi, Ashutvin Lagrasina. They're sleeping at home. They live in the chutzah with their father and other people also. So, if they want to join with the rest of the chutzah, they're going to have to contribute separately. But time of the Gemara, the more is going to discuss what the reason is. So, if one person forgot to contribute, we would require a bittul on his part; otherwise, we cannot. Nobody can carry. The air is being placed in one of the other homes in the chutzah. The hoel husku the iruv, since they're going to have to contribute. Armina Megumar, the more explains that we say a sore of migu the shard the urine asri inonami asri, as much as the other people in the chutzah generate iser, means if they don't do an iruv they're going to have a problem, so they also generate iser. Each one has to contribute. The whole the chalukin, the urein, belina, since they have separate homes. Now, ubi makali pras hein can muki be gemora. Shen erklin be beis avi and mamish. Now, Rashi gives you lets you into the secret how the other opinion is going to answer the question. I want to save this excitement for the gemora. Rashi gives you a secret. The case was that when they said they ate by the father, means they would come to the father's house, get their food and go home and eat it at home. So even though there was one source for the food, but it was eaten distinct, separately in different places. So that's also called makam pas, is separate. So if there are other people in the chutz, each one's going to have to contribute. That's how the mandar holds makam pita garin is going to answer up the mission. Amahoyo erev kol chutz bo the base of iyan. So the base of it does not need to contribute. The house where they place there does not need to contribute. So then, they're all connected to that house. There's no other people there which would create a need for Eruv, so then they themselves, in Shechel Na'ariv, the Yechidum, hey, they're all like one unit.
That's a different reading of the word Yechidim.
Well, Yechidim, in the sense that it's like we look at it as one unit, and that there's nobody else, right? That there's nobody else there. It's like an individual person living who's not needed an Eruv.
So if it's just
is it Makamlina Gurim, we have arrived from our mission that Makamlina is Gurim. Because the simple reading of the mission was they're all eating by the father, so the Makam passes by the father. And we're saying that they're distinct and they all have to contribute separately. Why? They all have one Makam pass. So Elamai, you see that since they sleep separately, that therefore they're considered distinct. So Makamlina Gurim. So I'm a Yehudim or Rav. So Rav is the one who says Makam Pita Gurim. Shmuel says Mokam Lina, Rav says Mokam Pita. So how is Rav going to answer the Mishnah? So Rav answers the Mishnah by Makabli Pras Shana, that they're receiving their portion from the parents and they're taking it home and eating it at home. See Rashi, Shemata Mino, Mokam Lina Garim. Which would mean, the Havi Yeshenim Bebeis Aviyan, let's say the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but if the case had been they'd all been sleeping in the same house, according to that, they all live in this house, and this is their place. So then, that's like the case of they all live here, this is one unit, so one person will contribute to the Eruv. Seeing if the Eruv is going to a different home, one person will contribute for all of them. But the reason why they contribute separately is because they're sleeping separately. So the car name it Tiabi to you. They the Rav. The car. This is the Kasha and Rav. The Amar Lekamot Bishmaita. The Rav is on Ayn Gimel and Aleph. Welcome Peter Gerim. He says it depends on where the pass is. Re'el Oichlin be'beis Aviyah. They're eating by the father. And v'chashvin lehu chalukin. We consider them distinct. According to Rav, that shouldn't be true. So Rav answers with Makabli Pras. Which they take out of their father's home, and they don't actually eat by the father's house. They take the food from the father's home and they go to their own home and eat it at home. So it creates this hybrid that if there's somebody else there, they're considered distinct. There's nobody else there, since it's all one food source, there's no need for an Erev. Even though they're not actually eating in the same place, or they're sleeping in a different place. I mean, it's both in Rav and Shmuel, it's a Kiddush in this Mishnah. Even though they're sleeping somewhere else, they're eating somewhere else. Since it's one source, there's nobody else there, they're considered one unit. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah.
Does it have food left over after they take the food with them and go back to their houses? In other words, when they make an Eruv, everybody contributes. And that bread lasts. Does that bread have to exist throughout Shabbat?
No, just beginning of Shabbat.
Just beginning of Shabbat. Okay.
No, but that's not the point. The point isn't the bread. The point is they don't need it. The point. It's not just that the food they're taking home counts as the Erev. The pshat is there's no need for an Erev because they're one unit. It's along the lines of the, you know, we had before in the case of the Traklim, because they're all living together. So this is another way of living together. Not living, they're not sleeping together, not eating together. But since they all have one kitchen that all the food comes from, they all have one source, that's also called their one unit. So it calls them, as long as there's nobody else there, they're one. Turn around.
So that would seem like a kibbutz where there's a communal kitchen.
I was going to ask about a hotel, like a from hotel.
Hotel where there's a communal kitchen.
Right. There's no need for an Eruv. We'll see that it could be this is only true because they're Aachen. We'll see this could be only in conjunction with the fact that they're Aachen. Since they're totally each, in the case of the hotel, each family is distinct in their own, nothing to do with anybody else. Even though they get the food from the same place, that might be not enough. You wouldn't need an Eruv. But yeah, at first glance, that would be a good dimyon. Tan Rabbanan, Mishiyesh lebeishar achsadro merpesis bechatzer chaver. Person who doesn't have a base dira, doesn't live there, but he has something which is which he uses in a different chatzer. So he has the beishar, which he has the gatehouse, where you can store some things. You can store things. He owns the entrance into the entrance into the chatzer, and he has a base. So around the entrance, they used to, instead of having people just having an opening, people could then stare straight into the chatzer. They would have like a room there. You have to walk through the room. So you come in, let's say on the east side, and walk out through the north. So it wouldn't be a direct flow. So that room, you could store things in. So he owns the beishar or a chsadra, a portico, a porch, or merpeset, bechatzah chaveroi. So, asad is a covered area. Merpeset be distinct without being the same covered. Harei ze ein oyser olav. So these things have no elements of deer at all. So if. Reuben lives in Chatzar A, and Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun live in Chatzar B, and Reuben owns a Nechsadra in Chatzar B. He's not part of Chatzar B, that he would have to contribute to the Chatz, to the Erev. Let's say Beis HaTevin, Reuven has a storage house where he keeps his straw, Besa Boker, Besa Eitzim, Ubesa Oitzris. He has keeps his cattle, keeps his wood, or keeps stores other things there. So that's an actual room which a person stores things for, and that's its main function. As opposed to the Beis Shavuot, the main thing is really walking through. You might keep your leave your sword there. That's about it, you know. So raise the oyserlov over there. It would aser. So even though it's not a makom dira, person not living there, since it's a tashmish for the person, that's also enough that he's part of that area, that chutzur, and he must contribute. If he doesn't contribute, the people can't care. Okay. It has to be makom dira. It has to be makom dira. So when these things aren't a makom dira, the person doesn't actually live in them. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda brings a story to prove his point. Ma'aseh beben Nafcha, there's a person named Ben Nafcha, shehayu lo chamesh chatzeros be'usha. He owned five chatzeros. I'm not sure what exactly he had, but I guess it would be one of these things he had in these other chatzeros. He had his base at Boker, base at Eitzim, and something like that sort. So the Chachamim said that you just look at the chatzer where the base dira is. The more says base dira sokol daitoch elal ema mokum dira. It's not dependent on, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be. I think what the more is asking is that he might have had a base dira. He had. He owned the house in each one of the five chatzeres. So he has a base dira in all five. So what he's saying is, it doesn't answer Bovad. It means the Mokum, the place where he actually is be dwelling for that Shabbos, that's going to be the place which answers. My Mokum dira, what is the definition of Mokum dira? So Rav Amar Mokum pizza. So the place where he's eating. So if this Shabbos, he decides to take his meals, he's be eating his meals in chatzar number one, so that's where he's going to have to contribute to the Erev, but not in the other four. Shmuel says, Mokum Lina, if this Shabbos is going to be sleeping in chatzar three, that's where he has his house, he houses in chatzar three, so he's going to have to contribute to chatzar number three. Okay. Meisve. More brings a brisa. Haroyim, you have shepherds. Kaitzim is people which are out in the fields watching the fig trees, or the cut figs which are drying out. Vaburganin. So normally Bergen means is the huts where the people who were shermer this fields would live in, but it means, and there were people in them. Bashermer Paris. Is Manchadark and Lolin Beir, if they would see, even though their Shabbos starts out in the fields, and the derech was they would come to spend the night back in the city. So they're part of the city. Let's say Bisman Shadark and Lolan Basada. If the plan was they would normally spend the night in the field. So yes, the time the chol ruach. So they get 2,000 amas from where they are. So the issue over here is the issue of tum, but which would be relevant to define what they are. So we said that the prices as we define it by where they sleep. So even though they're in this hut the whole day and they eat their meals in the hut, but since at the end of the day, when everything is finished, they close up their hut and they go into the city to sleep. That's their makom, and therefore they get tchum based on the city. So it's a raya to Shmuel. It's that Makam Lina is the definitive element of the defining element for the person's deer and not the Makam Pizza. Some more answers. Hossam, in this situation, I guess the right would also be the other way around. No, the Aris would be looking at the other case. In a case where the derech was to be lon besodeh, means even if they eat at home, so it was, they take their meal at home, and then they go out to the field to spend the night. It says it depends where they sleep. Where it says Hossam, Anan Sahari, the Imam to the Rifta Hossam, Tvein Nichaluhu. So, that it really depends on Malkum Pizza. So, in the second case, which says that if the Derech is to be, have Lina Basada, you go Basada Sada, means even though they don't eat there, but if they had an option of eating there, they would prefer that because that's easy, be easier for them. So, even though they don't actually eat there, that's where they would define their Malkum of Achila if possible. Now, so how do you answer the first half? You have to say even a Rav agrees in a case where, if they're only around, right, where the person's sleeping at home, he'd rather be eating at home also. So, even though he has to eat, that's where his work is, but he'd rather be eating at home, so therefore his Malkum Pita is in the city. And you measure Tum from the city and not from where he is. Okay. See Rashi. Welcome Pizza, top Rashi. Shavuot Chosham, where he eats. Kaitzim, Mishamri, Te'enim, Hashtuchim, Besara, Liyavshon. We can see it. So Ksias was when you take the figs and cut off the top to let the liquid ooze out so it would dry out. So that was called making kseus. So they leave them out in the fields to dry to become what's referred to as kseus. So his job was to watch that. This much dark and lolan beir, and that would be the place that they eat. They normally would eat in the city whenever possible. Even though they're out in the field, when Shabbos starts, Yeshem. So they gain the city like Dalaramas, they get 2,000 Amas beyond the city. So Rav answered that case again. The case of the Reisha is that the meals were taken in the city whenever possible. Even though they eat in the city, but you measure from the field. So Chassidim says it's Kashan Rav. The Teretz is the Imam to the Rift of the Hossam Tveini Chalu. If there were an option of bringing the bread out to the field, they would have preferred that. The Hoel B'tzich and Lishmer, Shri Yeshenim Shem Kalalai, I mean, they're sleeping there the whole night, so it would be much less terrible for them. They spend every night and there, if they had an option of bringing the food out there, they would do that too. So, I guess they didn't brown bag their lunch. They had to first make the food. So he had to go out in the morning. He had to go out. So they'd bring him. If someone would bring him the food there, he'd do that. Probably there's nobody available to bring the food. So he has to go back home to get the food. So he eats it home already. So that'd be the scenario. Okay, let's hold it here.